Andy.
Dave.
Holy shit.
Shit.
Guess what time it is.
It's 1 year, baby. One big year. Whoa.
Hey. Champagne.
Opa. In Detroit, you say opa when you open champagne.
Saganaki.
Yeah. Not soggy. Sake.
There you go.
Bubbly.
Oh, this is a lot of bubbly.
It's a lot of bubbly.
It's a lot of... David just poured me a glass full of bubbles.
It's not my fault. It's champagne. All right.
All right, David, this is to us.
To us.
To the cast.
To the cast.
Oh, wait, let's get that sound out of there.
See if that happens.
Here, put it right in front of your mic and ding it. Yeah, I think it does.
All right, very good.
All right. Twice is a charm. 1 year is a charm. It's been a charming year.
It's our anniversary, Andy.
Yeah. So this is the end of season one of Brunch Movies.
I did not see us getting this far, and I'm very happy we did.
Yeah, although when I look at the back of the number of casts we recorded, I think our goal was to record 10 before we released any.
Yeah.
We have six. Well,
17.
Well, no, actually, we have 19 individual movies, yeah. And then we have the Oscar special and the Star Wars ranking.
Okay.
And so that brings us to 11 episodes recorded after we launched the podcast, 10 before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a 1 year anniversary of releasing the podcast, but a 1 year anniversary of recording the podcast.
Yeah, we had a plan, a strategy of recording a lot because we're busy guys. Mm. I'm a busy man. I'm a businessman. I'm like Jay-Z.
Got a lot of this age of it.
Yeah.
Should've
it's looked. Nice. It's actual champagne. I spent 30 USD on this baby. It's from France. That's why it's real champagne.
Oh, you can tell, actually.
It does taste really good.
Yeah. Yeah. You still like that champagne, like that I'll be hungover right after drinking it?
Yeah, the crappy sparkling wine is instant headache hangover. Yeah. It's just pure sugar.
Yeah, I went to I went to brunch and all you can drink mimosas brunch for the last time, and it was
not for the last time.
I drank a lot and then I got home. It was 3 p.m. and I was just hungover all day from just drinking the wine at lunch.
I went with a friend that completely blacked out at brunch and we had to carry her back. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Brunch times.
Brunch times.
And that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating us as much as we are celebrating brunch, and we're celebrating Brunch Movies, the podcast that you all love. And, you know, I know we made it a year. I know there's a lot of you out there listening, and we're here to say thank you also.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't looked at the numbers.
No.
We just kind of put it out there. You know, we said we knew that this was going to be a hit.
Right.
We looked at Serial, and Serial's getting 10 million listeners on average, something, you know, that's the goal, right?
That's the standard, really.
To be as popular as Serial. So we're thinking, like, even if we had, like, one-tenth the amount of Serial listeners, it's probably getting at least 1 million people to listen to each of these episodes.
I feel like I'm at least 10% as interesting as Serial.
Yeah, I think so, too, and there can't be that many podcasts out there.
No, and it's not like...
We heard of Serial, and we were like, okay, well, we gotta do a podcast.
It was
like
the
Serial.
First podcast, right?
And so...
Yeah. I mean... It is a great podcast, Cyril. We don't want to bust its chops too much. I think there's a few areas it could improve.
Yeah.
Unlike our podcast, which is nearly perfect at this point.
Yeah, I think the only thing we're missing is the better season two, just like Cyril.
Right. Season two is when it really.
It's when it
came
really, yeah, that's when people really got into it, and it was really gripped by the Bo Bergdahl story.
Yeah. It's great. I'm a big fan of, what's his name? Adnan?
That's season one.
Excuse me. All right, so we're going to, you know, for the very first time, we've not looked at these numbers yet. We're going to look at our listener numbers.
We're going
to
kind of
gather.
Step back through the episodes and just kind of know, like, look at some of the comments, see what you guys appreciated or didn't.
You like money. I like money.
Yeah, we love it.
You know, when you look at these listener
numbers.
Can't
make brunch without money.
Can't eat it. And I was thinking, once we get these numbers, we put some analytics around them, figure out the growth spectrum, we start pitching ourselves to advertisers, we might get some real cashola coming up in here.
Yeah, and some payola, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, PayPal.
Pay to play.
Pay to...
good riff.
All right.
Good cough.
Good cough, yes. I'm getting over a cold.
Aww.
It's a June cold. It's very normal.
Yeah. Well, this is a rainy, miserable day.
We're in rainy season here in Japan for all you people enjoying the summer in America. Thank you. All right. Ooh. Let's look at these numbers. Very first podcast, Mrs. Doubtfire. Good one.
Mrs. Good Doubtfire, classic. That's a great one. I mean, so this one's got to have at least a million. This is when I was still on Facebook posting about it. So.
Right.
Okay, so I'm seeing 139. That must be 139 million.
I think it's 139.
No, well, this probably isn't counting the plays via...
Do you think there's thousands? Like, they just leave it out?
Yeah, that must be 139,000.
Would SoundCloud do that?
I'm not sure.
Well,
no, it doesn't say K here, and... I just clicked play on one of them, and it went up, but only by one.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
140 now. Not 130. 140.
Yeah. Okay. 140 listens. Hey. Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's first podcast. It's getting its legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Serial didn't have 10 million people on their first episode.
No. No one would have known about it. It's not like they have a whole broadcast.
But by the end, the final episode, probably the whole world tuned into.
Right. So that's I expect our happen, trajectory to just go up.
It's going to keep going up. Yeah. All right. So, Mrs. Doubtfire, I mean, how did you feel about that episode? Our first episode?
Well, looking back, our mic quality was so bad. You know, the recording quality was low. Quality, so, yeah. I mean, I understand why the number's low to me.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking again.
It did get, got five likes.
Five? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Five whole people.
Yeah, and one of those was me, for sure.
I definitely liked it as well.
Okay. Well, it's good for all. Okay, so three people.
Now. Three people, okay. Thank you.
Okay, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Another good movie, nice brunch movie. I thought we were quite funny in it.
Yeah, I think we kind of stepped into some of the characters and shtick that we do on this podcast quite a bit there and found some of our better ideas and moments.
Right.
And so that one looks like it got okay. Well, it's a bit of a step down. Sophomore slump. 78. So more than half of the first episode.
It's a bit more than half.
Yeah, it is more than half.
Yeah,
it's about eight more than half.
Well, you know, the mic quality was still bad. People didn't know
that. 8.5 more than half.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 140 listens because I clicked on it again. Right. So okay.
Well, it's not ideal. Sophomore slumps happen.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of bands, you know, their sophomore album is just shit. Hello, Post Malone, my favorite artist. Right?
You're right.
All right.
Okay.
Now I'm expecting something good this coming one.
Okay, the third episode now, this is... this one wasn't a full movie. This was a ranking of Star Wars movies, so it was not like a traditional episode. Maybe we moved to subvert the format of the podcast a bit too quickly by releasing this third.
Right, that's a good point.
So actually, 68 listens.
Oh, no. Well, that's a little bit less than half of the first episode.
Yeah, okay, a little bit less. Two less than half.
So we're on a good trajectory. Oh, no, Andy.
Okay, so...
Could this one be 68,000? Click it. See if it goes up.
Okay, let me click it real quick. Actually, I clicked it, and it actually didn't go up this time.
So it's broken. The system's
broken. Yeah, it's broken. It's got to be what it is.
It's a fucking scam. It's like the U.S. election. Maybe there's some Russians fucking with us.
Yeah.
You never know.
Let me refresh. Let me see if these numbers are going up. Yeah, they might just be going up a little bit. So, refreshed... And it's still 68. Maybe you have to listen to the whole episode though.
If we get to 69, that's like a launching point to something sexy.
Yeah.
People are gonna get into it. It's the sex number, people.
Okay. Well, okay, so but that was a fun episode. I think that really that was a fun because we did not watch what we felt were specifically brunch movies. We just kind of said, "Oh, does this concept apply to other movies we
precisely.
Like?"
Precisely. Yeah. And that was more like a high idea, high minded cast.
Mm.
You know, like you got all these fancy schmancy podcasts. We were that with the Star Wars brunch.
And we were probably hurt by some of the controversies surrounding Last Jedi.
Yeah.
It's a very polarizing movie, and maybe people weren't looking for a polarizing cast in which you and I debate the merits of brunchiness of the Star Wars movies.
We probably opened a lot of wounds right there.
Yeah.
You know, between the people that like the prequels, and I think that's like a big millennial generation thing now.
Mm-hmm.
We probably touched on something that we didn't know we
were. I'm sure like the next episode that we made, like the numbers are going to go right back up to where we expect, which
140.
Is right about 139 or 78.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So the next episode is episode 3, Babe.
Ooh, great movie. I think we sang the song in this cast.
Yeah, we had some singing. Yeah. And we had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah.
There's kind of the cool should I eat animals or not vibe to it.
Right.
And
I went full hog. I think that was a quote from that. Yeah.
And okay, so this one only has 34 listens.
That's literally half.
We're
like an exponentially decreasing podcast right now.
Okay, well,
it can't go negative. It can't have negative listens.
No, it can't. No, it's
honestly at this point the only way to go is up.
Yeah, it's got to go up. And this is one thing that I will note is for some reason the episode 3 of Babe did not go through to when we added the podcast to the to the podcast stream on the App Store. It for some reason this episode didn't go through. And so maybe we'll have to re-release it.
You know what? We never did Spotify either. That's why.
Oh, yeah. We got to put these on Spotify.
Spotify people are much more in a Babe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So we'll try and get this on Spotify.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you haven't listened to Babe, it's up there on soundcloud.com/brunchmovies.
Right.
And it might not have gone to your podcast feed. So,
yeah.
But it's out there, folks. And so let's get these numbers up.
So let's start pumping these ones out here. Let's see how we're going. Okay. So
next one is The Graduate.
Yeah.
61. Hey,
we're back,
and
baby.
So we're back, baby.
Yay. Okay.
That's almost double.
Yeah.
Graduate. Okay. So we're getting back.
Yeah.
We jump from The Graduate episode 5. Friday.
Friday. That was a hard one for us.
Yeah, that was hard.
We didn't want to be controversial.
It
was hard. Like us. We're from.
Yeah. From the streets. The ghetto, actually. And
we don't use that word here.
And okay, so hey, 71.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're going back up again.
We're back
maybe.
Up. And then
we have our first guest in episode 6, The Naked Gun. Vincent came on.
Right.
Shouts to Vincent,
Canadian friend.
Canadian. So we probably got that Canadian.
We had some Taiwanese people in the background.
Oh, and Taiwanese people in the back. So this
it's international.
We had some fun there. We actually ate brunch when we recorded this one.
Yes. I think we were drinking a little bit too.
All right. You know, I told you Vincent wasn't going to promote the damn cast.
You didn't even post about it.
Because this one went down to 56 again. 56, okay, so we had all this momentum. We had a two-episode growth rate, and then it just came crashing down.
You know, like Trump, I'm going to blame Canada for this. So don't get at us, Vincent. Fuck you.
Yeah, Vincent, you gotta promote the cast, buddy. If you're going to be a guest in a cast, you know,
it's a quid pro quo.
Be a catalyst for viewers, not a... Don't be a succubus.
Pod catalyst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, the next episode, no Vincent, so clearly...
And we're going back up.
47.
Jungle to Jungle is a bad movie. I don't think people know that movie. It's not a good movie.
But it seems like being on SoundCloud, people might search Jungle like for the music variety and stumble upon that podcast. So I was hoping that there'd be some accidental clicks.
Right. There was apparently 43 accidental. I probably listened to it once.
Probably true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so episode 8, Clueless. And we're back up 82.
Oh, wow.
So 82 is actually our best performer since...
Our best performer.
this is our second most listened to cast.
There we go.
So it's true that when you find a good movie that a lot of people like, a good movie and a brunchy movie, then you're going to get listeners.
Yeah.
So, David, maybe you shouldn't pick such crappy movies like Jungle to Jungle.
That was my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll admit that.
Okay. It's my bad for letting you pick it. So I apologize as well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Episode 9. Hey, look at this. The Parent Trap.
Good movie.
An even 100.
Oh, really?
A Baker's 100.
We're back to the hundos?
Yeah, we're back.
I like to believe these are
three
thousands,
digits, you know?
So, wow. That's
awesome. Maybe it's 100,000. We don't know. We won't be able to confirm that.
Advertisers can't confirm that.
No yeah, way. I'll just need to get on the horn with SoundCloud after we record this.
For sure.
Try and get some clarification there.
It Takes Two. Yeah. With Sheena. The first female. Woman.
Female.
Ladies.
We even had some freestyling going on there.
Rap.
We had that Wyoming bump, and that one dropped to 64.
The Wyoming bump.
Sheena, where are you at? You quit Instagram. You even said it on the podcast or after the podcast. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have quit Instagram. Maybe you should be posting about the podcast.
We need more posters to come
Sheena,
on this podcast.
You got to get us some listeners.
Come on, Sheena. Wedding Singer?
Well, don't forget The Martian.
Oh, The Martian. 76.
Martian 76. Okay.
Back up. That's good.
Back up.
Back up.
And then Wedding Singer, a little down, 74.
Hey, that's okay.
Grease down again, 71. Grease,
that was my bad.
Okay, and then... But Grease is a beloved movie. There's got to be some Grease fans out there. Grease fans, come listen to the pod.
Come on, Greasers.
And Groundhog's Day, hey, 87.
Hey, that's good.
It's getting back up there.
We're back.
And then we hit, reached a... Oh, this is the episode that Todd came on.
The Jerk.
Todd? Oh, you mean the movie The Jerk.
Fuck you, Todd. Try to take this podcast away from me.
And clearly people did not enjoy Todd being on the podcast. 50. So this is...
It's an older movie.
So it more listeners than The Jungle to Jungle.
By barely.
And Babe.
Yeah.
So the third least listened to cast is the episode of Todd on it. So Todd, I don't know, man.
Step up your game.
Step up your game, Todd. Get us going on the socials.
Start posting
SMSs. Okay, so we go from there to High Fidelity 54. Not bad. That's we return to form for us, I suppose.
About 50.
And then I think one of our better episodes, Princess Bride, when we had a great episode. Matt,
good guest, much better guest.
But Matt, funny. It's 65.
It's better than 54.
Yeah, it's better than 54. Okay, we're gaining.
Yeah, and then we had our on-time Oscar special.
Right, and Todd came back for that one and then managed to score even lower.
42. Is that our lowest?
It's our lowest. Now again, like,
it's newer.
There is some kind of curve. This was only released 21 days ago, and we were late releasing it.
Yeah, we were.
And, we didn't talk about how Matt was on Groundhog's Day. So we got the Matt bump on Groundhog's Day. Where's the Matt bump for Princess Bride? Look at this. There's 22 listeners that were missing between the two.
I know he posted on Twitter about Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Matt, you need to find a more ideal time to post your tweets when your fans are tuning
in. Schedule them
even
when you're not there.
Again, get those t-shirts going on the Wasteyard Wear store. I mean, one of the best ways for people to listen to podcasts is you see a t-shirt that says Brunch Movies Podcast.
With all these listeners, we're giving you free ad time. Right
now. We're giving you free ad time. WasteyardWares.com, I think. At Wasteyard Wears on the internet. And... Where's our free listeners?
Where's our free shirts?
Yeah, Wasteyard wears all the podcast listeners that you're supposed to be bringing
us. Where's
the
tweets that you should be fucking advertising this podcast on?
Fuck. Okay, and then our most recent track only released at time of recording 5 days ago.
Right.
23 listens.
23.
And maybe this falls into the case where this is the newest movie we've ever recorded on. And
a lot of people saw Phantom Thread.
Yeah, not many people saw it, so maybe they're worried about spoilers. And it does contain spoilers, but we recommend that you, as soon as possible, go to your local Blockbuster and rent The Phantom Thread. And then watch it, then listen to the podcast immediately after.
I'm a Family Video guy myself. I have that.
Family Video, this might be a little too British to be carried there.
Yeah. It is a British film.
Yeah.
It's a little fancy schmancy. It's a film, right? We called it Brunch Film.
Yeah,
so
Brunch, okay.
We should have maybe just put it in its own feed.
Yeah, maybe we need a separate feed for this one. Yeah. Because clearly it's just not... But shouts to my pal Nick Buzz.
Yeah.
He did comment too hot to take on it when we talked about too hot two takes when we were riffing a bit on our hot takes hot cakes segment. Well,
very good.
So did you graph this by any chance, David?
I'm running the numbers now in an Excel spreadsheet.
Hmm.
And it's not looking good, Andy.
Do we have a fit line? Is the fit line going up or down?
It is going down. But, I like to view it in
What if we strip the outliers? Then are we looking better? Like, what if we get
We're
rid
looking
of,
a lot better.
What if we get rid of Mrs. Doubtfire, so 139?
Get rid of our most successful one and our least successful one. Mrs. Doubtfire is nearly double, like, the average listener.
Yeah. And that was when I was still on Facebook, and so clearly a lot of people just clicked it, and I realized this is not something I'm interested in at all. In fact, why am I even friends with this guy on Facebook?
When the podcast started veering into torture territory, I was a little hesitant to start posting it on Facebook, but I just need a nut up. start advertising this thing full hog.
Yeah, I tried to take out Reddit ads.
Yeah.
And something failed. And
speaking of which, I have a question for the listeners out there, all of you. How do you get Twitter followers? Like, what's the process? I want to buy bots, but I feel like people will know.
Did you just Google?
Just Google Twitter followers? Just
Google for how to get Twitter followers.
I didn't do that. I keep posting.
I think it's by Googling. Some Google employees might feel bad for you.
Because they're monitoring our traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the NSA, too. Yeah, NSA, if you're listening, give us a follow. I mean, you're already listening, so just give us a follow.
It would be polite at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to listen in, give a follow.
Yeah, give a follow. Give a like.
At Brunch Movies.
Smash that share button.
Yeah. Share
Subscribe,
it.
Like.
Retweet it.
Tweet it.
Love it.
Like it.
Download it. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, redownload.
John, maybe get the cue here for a transition of the zip unlock it, zip like the Daft Punk song. That might be funny to as David is coming out of his little rhyme thing, just go into that Daft Punk riff. And then that would bring us to this next segment. So what I just said to edit out.
So I want to say one thing.
Okay.
We are going to... We have a foundation, okay?
Yeah.
Advertisers. And this is the time to get it. This is the time you start advertising with Brunch Movies. You show faith now, you get a sweetheart deal, and...
I'm talking to you, aspiring Brunch Movie director. With your movie that's about to come out, and you don't know where your audience is.
Right.
I mean, these numbers were... At least 100 people are going to come see your movie.
And that's a lot of people. That's paying tickets. With the rate of tickets now, $15
a ticket. Think about all of the... So if 100 people go see a movie, that means at least 100 other people are going to see them seeing that movie and think to themselves, I wonder what movie they're seeing. Because anytime I go to a theater and I see another person there, I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're seeing.
Me too.
And then it makes me go see that movie.
Sometimes they're in the same line and I still ask myself, what do you think they're seeing?
Oh, the theaters you go to have different lines for different movies?
No, it's all in the same line. You just branch off and get them.
I see. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ask people what movie they're seeing. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah. What movie are you seeing?
What film will you be seeing today? Very interesting.
Oh, can I say it in Japanese for our Japanese listeners?
Yes, please.
We haven't done a geographical analysis on this yet. I'm thinking
we can do that. I can pull up those numbers.
I think we're going to reel in some Japanese people. You ready? Mm-hmm. Asumimasen.
Hi.
Nani o minikimasu?
Ka.
Ka.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, see?
Okay, we're going to the stats page here.
Right, we're looking up the stats. So, you know, advertisers, you get a global audience when you come to Brunch Movies. I think that's, like, the best part of the podcast is that you are crossing borders. You have the opportunity to advertise your, I don't know, subscribing food service that probably doesn't travel very well to Japan. You can have that, like, a blue apron or blue bottle or blue cow or blue moon.
So this is actually a good sign, David. So we had 185 total listens in December and then 370 in January.
Shit.
Then it went down quite a bit.
We stopped releasing episodes as regularly, I think.
Yeah, and so like we were down, well, we're down in February, up in March, really down in April, but I don't think we released any in April.
Yeah.
And then this month already, we're up to 261, so in May was our second most successful month.
We're back.
So people are coming back to us once we got that sweet content for you.
Yeah.
So, warning, we are going to have a little bit of a hiatus here. We got some vacations coming up. But season 2 is going to come back with a vengeance.
Season 2 is going to be so fire. So hot.
Yeah.
Sexy. Hmm. We might even record a video at one point of us recording the cast.
Shit.
Live stream that shit to Twitch. Some mean subscribers.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, we have to watch Austin Powers in season 2.
Shagadelic, baby. That was good. I fucking nailed that.
One of the top listeners is me. Of course, the top listeners are only counted based on plays in SoundCloud.
Hmm.
And honestly, I don't even know if SoundCloud counts listens on
iTunes.
Yeah.
It might not.
I think it's supposed to, though, because it tells me, like...
Yeah.
It says SoundCloud, iOS, And then it says...
It is an RSS feed.
Yeah, I think it should count. Third-party apps says RSS feed is... Yeah.
That's okay. We're on the upswing. That's the only thing that matters here.
815 plays from the United States, 324 from Japan, and 100 from the United Kingdom. So shout out to the UK.
We have some UK listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, I have friends in the UK. There you go. Look at me. Shit, it's the
And Irish then top connection. Cities, Tokyo, Ypsilanti, and Detroit. So Ypsilanti is all Matt. And yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, we're happy to share. See, this is what we can call ourselves is honest. We're giving you the real numbers, people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of podcasts, they hide their numbers because they don't want to, like, expose themselves.
Oh, they just say, we're on the charts somewhere.
Yeah, we're on the charts. We have a top 15
podcast. I'm sure we're on the brunch movies charts.
I mean, I'm sure we are the chart.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we are. And speaking of the chart. Oh.
Pouring some bubbly.
Yeah, I just pushed my glass close to David right as he was moving his pour closer to me, resulting in a bit of spilt bubbly.
Yes. But
there's no sense crying over spilt milk or spilt bubbly.
Spilt bubbly.
As we go on to our next segment.
Yeah. We're the best podcast
Everybody.
In the world. That's not true. We're going back. We're reviewing
the
best brunch
Work
movies.
Your body. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Watch brunch movies.
Sigh.
Put some background music. Got us hit right there.
Hit us
of the summer.
By the way, shout out to John. He's been, he wasn't with us for the whole cast. So glad to have him now.
Thank you, John.
And I think it might be appropriate to maybe do a little tease of the new podcast network.
What are we calling it?
Dead Rat Podcast.
There we are. Dead Rat
Podcast.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
DRP.
I realized that the whole joke we were trying to make. So we were trying to make a joke with that.
DPRK.
DPRK, but it's actually the...
Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Oh, is it? I was thinking it was the Democratic... Yeah, but that... Yeah, DPRK, except that the abbreviation we've come up with is DRPK.
Right.
Which is not the same as DPRK.
No.
So the attempts to make that joke of having the same abbreviation as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which would have been kind of funny. This wasn't worth it, so just Dead Rat Podcasts.
We considered other names. I saw this thing on the World Wide Web, the Cream Clan. I thought that was kind of cool, because, like, we're white people, we're in the clan, so we're not in the clan.
Yeah. And so we'll talk more about this later, but just a little teaser, keep your ear pods in for Dead Rat Podcasts and our sister podcast that will be coming within probably around the time of season two. But yeah,
listeners, pay attention. All right.
So we've walked through the listener accounts.
Yes.
But now we're going to talk about now that we've watched this suite of movies and we evaluated them individually on whether or not they're brunch movies. We want to kind of go back,
right,
and revisit and kind of do a post-mortem discussion on where these actually end up now that we've watched a few.
We now know what a brunch movie is. I think it's been clarified over the course of the last 20 apps. And, you know, it's not like some criteria that we've written down, but there's a feeling, there's an atmosphere around it where we know that this movie is now brunch. And I think that, it's going to be fun to go through them quickly about which are the most brunchy, least brunchy, where we can improve. And that'll set the stage for, you know, the next batch of movies for season two.
Yeah. And similar to how we did it with the Star Wars brunch ranking.
Yeah.
So we're not including Star Wars here. That's kind of on its own. We might come back and review some Star Wars movies individually eventually.
Sure. Yeah.
Another teaser. We will be reviewing a classic film franchise in season two. So rather than looking at just a single movie here, a single movie there, we're actually going to go through and walk through movie by movie of a beloved and classic franchise.
Yeah, we may break from the norm, you know, like we're challenging ourselves when it comes to brunch. And that's what separates us from other brunch podcasts. You know, those posers trying to walk on our terrain, our terraria.
So we're going from 19 to 1.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, we're going from worst to best.
That's like we each did our own list.
Yeah.
And we will not rectify them. We're just both going to kind of toss
we're going to go with it. Yeah. So there might be inconsistencies, and fuck you for if you even thought about pointing out the inconsistencies.
Yeah, this is hindsight 2020.
Yeah.
We have the knowledge of today that we didn't have yesterday.
Dare you question us.
And so right now we're going to go with 19. This is kind of an uneven number for a number of movies, but we don't care. Season one is over. This is the season one brunchiness ranking.
Yes.
Number 19. I Have the Jerk.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I know at the time we liked it, but looking back, it was so hard for me to talk about. Maybe as a brunchy movie, it's okay. But I look back at the wet mouth sounds, which bothered me at the time. I just really struggled to talk about it. So I'm going to go.
Okay, so because you struggled about it.
It's not brunchy.
You are giving it a low brunch rating.
Yeah, because it brings up issues that I'm uncomfortable with talking about with another white guy.
What kind of shit is that?
This is just more.
Well, if you're at a brunch. And you're watching that movie, you don't want to talk about the issues with another white person.
So this is more ID politics, and you're applying it to brunch movies. Great.
Yeah. Yep. Intersectionality.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I'm glad that this is being brought up now.
Well,
I'm glad that you're adding this to the brunch crate. Well, I didn't realize that being able to talk about it was made a movie brunchy or not, David.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Okay.
Let's just move on to our next fucking movie.
Okay, so Todd, you made a bad choice. The Jerk is not a brunch movie.
Yeah,
remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
That was
but
bad.
As I say that, Todd, you did make a good point.
Yeah.
The Martian is my number 18. Also not a very good brunch movie.
That's really close for me. I'm up there. 17 for me is...
Or 18.
18, excuse me. 18 for me is It Takes Two.
Okay.
I like the podcast a lot. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's one of our best episodes.
Yeah,
thanks.
I think so.
Shout out to Sheena.
Sheena was great. It's just there's a lot of that weird food fight scene. It's kind of gross. It's a lot of just weird stuff in the movie. Plus, I had to watch it on a Russian stream, so I don't feel like I really got the full essence of the movie. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And why don't you give me your 17? We'll do a little alternation here.
The Martian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought initially
it was a good airplane movie, but it's not a great brunch movie. Yeah.
No. And I think Todd kind of did teach us that
on
an episode that almost no one listened to. So give that a listen if you want to know, if you want to hear Todd being right.
Which just not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't listen to that one. Keep those numbers low. My number 17 is a movie that this will be the final episode of the season. Which at time of recording, this summary has not been released, but Murder on the Orient Express.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought we both thought it was kind of brunchy. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. We were both like pretty. Wait, was that? No.
It was after Phantom Thread.
Yeah. Did we record the same day?
Same day.
Yeah, I don't remember that cast at all. I haven't listened to it again.
Yeah.
I just went with my gut when I made the rankings today.
Right.
I think that's a movie that could have been brunchy, and I think maybe the original
book
version of it and book is brunchy.
I think you were upset that they inserted a bunch of like fake characters and stuff
and action, and it's like there was just they tried to do to Sherlock Holmes what Robert Downey Jr. did with Sherlock Holmes to
like
Murder on the Orient Express when really it's just a very quaint, simple story about some murderers on a train.
For sure, right? I think that's mine is Jungle to Jungle.
Okay.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, that movie's really bad. It's not that high for me either.
Yeah.
So it seems like you were kind of taking movies that you don't, with the exception of Friday.
I like The Martian. No, I hate The Martian. I liked It Takes Two. I think that's a good podcast. The movie itself, I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I guess I liked it as a kid too.
Yeah.
Okay. But Jungle to Jungle, bad.
Bad, and also bad brunch movie.
Yeah, okay. Which brings us to my number 16. My number 16 is High Fidelity.
Yep, same for me.
Hey, same as you. Fun movie. Well, not really a fun movie, but a movie that I like mostly because of Jack Black, but just not very brunchy.
Nope.
But we tried. It was a good try.
Yeah, it was a good try. I completely agree. It just doesn't hit the mark.
I think there's a movie close to High Fidelity missing some of the points that is a brunch movie.
It's just too much talking at the camera. Moroseness,
without kind of like there's not a lot of smugness to Rob. He's kind of just a jerk. Like, he's not...
He's smug.
You think he's smug? Smug,
yeah.
Smug. To the camera?
Yeah, he's smug to the camera.
Smug to the camera?
Smug to the camera.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, Ferris Bueller is kind of like winky, naughty yeah. smugness to the camera, whereas there's not really that relationship. It's yeah. more of like a confessional in High Fidelity.
For sure.
Rather than just like kind of like bringing us along for the ride. Okay, David, your number 15 then.
The Jerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like bottom five.
Yeah.
We got a lot of these are kind of similar on bottom five.
It shows that we know what a brunch movie is.
It shows.
Know? It really does. We're yeah. experts.
We're experts.
And Todd, you suck.
Todd, yeah, that's not a good choice.
Jesus
bottom
Christ.
Five.
Bottom Yikes. Five. And you notice who's Although movies you, are not in the bottom five?
Well, Sheena's.
Well, Sheena's, but Sheena. Also like Matt.
Yeah, Matt's are not in the bottom
five. Not in the bottom five.
Okay. Mine is Jungle to Jungle.
Yeah.
Which just it's just too bad to be a brunch movie.
It is bad.
But it's still brunchier than the other ones I mentioned, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings to my number 14, which is Matt's choice, Groundhog Day.
I have Groundhog Day as well, yeah.
So, Matt, you're
top
actually,
six.
You actually are in the bottom five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's so, yeah.
Wait, no, the bottom...
Six, whatever.
Bottom six, but yeah. not bottom five.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Groundhog Day, again...
There's suicide, like, constant suicide.
Yeah, it's a pretty dark movie.
It's pretty dark, yeah.
And... It gets points for, like, you are able to watch with your mom.
They talk about, like, you know, gopher fucking in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, shout out to Ed TV.
Ed TV talking about gopher fucking.
Yeah.
So. Pretty okay. scandalous stuff.
Dave, your number 13.
Is Grease.
Hey!
Yeah?
Same.
Oh, shit, man. We did not share these lists.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah.
Nothing.
So, Grease number 13. Yeah, I mean, we're too rapey to be brunchy.
Yeah, it's so rapey.
Yeah.
If you ever see the second Grease, there's like this bunker scene. So rapey. It's like the most rapey scene ever.
Okay. Well, I won't watch it.
Without rape.
And nor should you.
No.
So that brings to my number 12 then. Clueless.
Oh, I have The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clueless. Love that movie. It's a bit too much of a teen comedy to be a brunch movie. It's a bit too teeny. There's a bit too much like... loss of virginity, kind of like intense, kind of like social.
Women are gross.
Yes.
Yeah. They're scary.
Bitches be shopping in that movie.
In that movie.
But not normally.
No, they're very responsible just in that movie. With money. It's just in that movie. They're not responsible with money. And in general, I find women to be quite responsible people, even more so than men.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that a hot take?
Yeah, this is an episode of Hot Take. Hot Cakes.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Hot takes. Women are good with money.
Okay. And my hot cake is women.
Yeah. And that's the episode of Hot Takes, Hot Cakes. All right. So what did I just say?
You're number 12.
So what you said...
Clueless.
I said Grease, right?
No, you said Grease for number 13.
Oh, okay. And then I said The Wedding Singer.
You're right. So I would like to I would like to get your number 11 then.
Okay. That would be Clueless.
Okay, so really close, yeah. And this is where It Takes Two comes in.
Yeah.
So again, our guests, for the most part, not picking the brunchiest movies.
No, but you know, they're not pros, first off.
Yeah, they're not pros. That's their first try. So hopefully and Matt did do a little bit better on his second try, because neither of us have listed Princess Bride yet.
No.
I don't remember which order he picked them in, since he picked them at the same time, but we'll say that.
Sure.
And which brings us to the top 10 brunch movies of the year. So this is the top half, and these are all certified brunchy going forward. There's a couple disagreements we've already had, but for the most part, it's certified brunchy, and... I think a lot that weren't even in the top 10 are still brunchy-ish.
Yeah.
Like over 50%, but not enough to make it in the top 10.
I think we have a relatively high hit rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have The Naked Gun.
That's number 10.
Yeah.
See, this is where I have Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Brunchy, but kind of too much at night and a little bit of depression, but still a very cute, brunchy movie.
Naked Gun's hilarious. We watched it while having brunch.
Yeah.
We tested it out.
It's great, yeah.
Empirically.
Cool. Brings me to number 9.
I had Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay, so you bumped that one up pretty high compared to...
I don't think initially I did, but looking back, I did. You know, I feel like riding on the Trans-Siberian Express or something like that would be so brunchy. You wake up, you have nothing to do.
There is the brunch car, after all.
Yeah. And you just... But you just, like, eat.
Is that how it works when you're on an overnight train? Is there a lunch car, a brunch car, a dinner car,
and a breakfast car? There's four separate cars because they respect brunch.
Yeah.
The Russians respect brunch.
Yeah.
And that's what the Russian Revolution was all
about. Brunchski, as they call it.
Yeah, brunchski.
Shout out to Russia. OV winning the Stanley Cup.
OV. Brunchy.
Brunchy, yeah. That's what they call him back in Russia.
They call him Brunchy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who needs a brunch right now, man. Yeah. He's been all over DC, just like swimming in fountains. Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants right now. He can just murder someone. He's like Trump. Right.
Well, and also, like, he's like best friends with Putin, so.
So, yeah. Murder on the Orient Express.
My number 9 is The Graduate.
I have The Graduate as well. I have that next one.
Yep. Oh, there's number 8?
Yeah.
Dave, get your list straight here, man.
Right? My number's all goofed.
Yeah, The Graduate, I think, I mean, it's definitely the most solemn movie.
Yeah.
It's like it's a dark comedy, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And all the other movies are pretty much straight comedies or romantic comedies, at minimum romantic comedy. So this is the first one that's like a dark comedy, and I think that one is our best kind of like branch in another direction that isn't the super obvious brunch movie. And maybe I think something in that vein is some place we can still discover some great brunch films.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I'm glad that one cracked the top 10 for both of us. Mm-hmm. Number 8 from Dave.
The Parent Trap.
Okay. I've got Parent Trap a bit higher. Number 8, I have Princess Bride.
That's quite lower than mine, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a bit actiony. Mm. And
too much stuff happens.
Scary. Yeah. And yeah, kind of a lot of stuff goes on. It's a fairy. It's more of a bedtime story than a brunch time story.
Yeah, it literally is that.
Yeah.
Right? So,
and so, I mean, like, it's number 8. It's pretty high on the list.
For sure.
But, yeah.
I mean, we should mention, these are movies chosen to be brunchy, other than, like, the Star Wars specials. So.
Right, right.
So these are elite brunch movies.
Yeah, these are movies that we believed to be brunchy when we started to watch them. And only a few of them had we not seen before.
Right. So,
Top 7. At 7.
I have Ferris Bueller.
Number 7, I have Phantom Thread.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Again, I think that movie's brunchy, but in my vision of brunch movies, they're a little bit lighter. I think that's very... It's a very hearty brunch.
It is. I mean, it's a dark movie. There's if you haven't watched the movie, you should. It's past spoiler time. I think we could talk about it, but it's...
I love it.
Yeah, I love the movie, looking back.
Movies that I'm ranking above it are, to me, just kind of... When I first envisioned a brunch movie, smoking weed in an apartment in San Francisco, you know, that's... They were a bit lighter than that.
I always think of... I love the music, so I'm thinking My Wedding. I'm thinking one of those songs from that album I really like, and I put it in the background music. Because it does have, like, this brunchy, high society, calm...
I'm going to listen to that one song. Dun, 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 dun. That's Vivaldi, by the way.
Oh, is it? Did you look that up after?
John told me. Okay. John knows a lot about Vivaldi, and hopefully we'll get him on the cast sometime.
We should get him. We should have
a little... Because when we had our... Yeah, we'll talk about this on the cast where we talk about the name of the podcast network.
Awesome.
So, John...
I would like to learn about that as well.
Yeah, if you want to edit that out, you can... That's fine, but however it flows. Okay, so we're up to the top 6.
Yeah.
My number 6 is The Naked Gun.
Okay.
This one showed me that slapstick is brunchier than I expected. And it's definitely... I did not think that The Naked Gun was going to be super brunchy when we started to watch it. But to me, that struck a brunchy chord. Maybe more of like a kid eating cereal on Saturday morning watching this than... like going to a fancy country club brunch.
For sure.
But definitely brunchy.
You know, it's interesting. I think there was some crossover. I was wrong with The Martian, between airplane movies and brunch movies. Mm. There's a bit of a...
Are you talking about the movie series Airplane, the slapstick comedy.
Well, I was thinking maybe we should check out the Airplane in season two, because it is Leslie Nielsen, similar type of humor, takes place in a light, you know, funny mood. You should definitely check it out. It's a good movie. Yeah. Mine is Babe.
Yeah. Number six. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any reason that one didn't crack a bit higher?
You know, it is about murdering pigs and stuff. So,
then you're kind of reversing, because on the cast, I kind of made that objection.
But right.
Thinking back, I think Babe is a pretty brunchy movie.
Yeah, it is brunchy. I mean, it's just high up there. Also, my numbering system is a little fucked right now, so I'm hoping that I have enough movies to last to the end.
But okay.
Babe is... It's top five, top six for me. So
all right, yeah. So John, let's bring in a drum roll for each of these. So yeah. We're going into the top five. These are the big boys. We're using the donkey scale.
Yeah.
Of Mario games. This is the big boys. We've gotten through the good games, the great games. Now we're on the big boys. Top five of Brunch Movie Season One. Number five for me. The Parent Trap.
Very good. I have The Princess Bride.
Okay.
It is action-y, as you said.
Yeah.
But it's a fun movie. It's lightly colored. It's...
So you're giving the nod, the tip of the nod to Matt.
Matt, nice choice.
And putting him in your top five, whereas...
Yeah. I also had a killer pairing for that one, like do the quest, like the three challenges. That was a killer pairing.
So again, based on your own...
Yeah, because I was
what
funny.
I really
nailed that episode.
Okay. More ID brunch movies.
Yeah, so I nailed the episode. You guys weren't as good as me, so I think that's also a great episode.
Okay. So my guest of the year in terms of brunchiness pick is Vincent. Yours is Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to those two winners.
Yeah.
And Sheen and Todd try and do better next year.
And
new guests. Yeah. New guests to the pod.
We need to get some new guests on.
We're going to get some new guests. Season two is going to be chock full of guests.
It's going to be hot. Spicy.
It's not going to be much of me and Dave anymore.
No.
I don't know if we can recover after this.
It's been a hard season one. Hard on our friendship.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Number four, Dave.
I got Phantom Thread.
Okay. And I have Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Friday, number three.
I really feel like Friday is one of the brunchier movies we watched. It's that day in the life thing.
Hmm.
And I think I said it at the time, but Ferris Bueller is kind of like the white privilege version of Friday in terms of kids skip school and lives life like a rich person versus... poor black man gets fired and you know, has a day in the life in Compton.
Yeah.
It's kind of, the plots are very similar, except that financial discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you know, Ferris Bueller dodges his dad in a taxi, whereas Ice Cube dodges bullets.
It is harder.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Friday. I think we both like the movie. It's just,
Yeah, to me, that one is, again, that similar to maybe The Graduate. It was one that surprised me at how brunchy it was. Mm-hmm. Okay, top three. This is big time. Drum roll back again.
I'm going to need you to go for these ones.
Hi, everybody. This is John, a.k.a. Jack Dalton, the editor of Brunch Movies that you've been hearing so much about. Dave and Andy are having some issues, in this case, Dave's ability to read. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to tell you about my new show. Listen, do you like sex? Do you like real issues finally dealt with? Do you like alcohol? No? Really? Okay, well, do you like listening to people talking about those things under the influence of alcohol? You do? Oh, good, that was a close one. No, it's fine, you just like to listen. No judgment here. Well, then you should check out Sex, Politics, and Religion, the latest podcast dynamo from the same network as Brunch Movies, Dead Rat Podcasts. It's like Meet the Press mixed with Dr. Ruth, and we've got interfaith dialogues, too, with Detroit bartenders getting us turned up the whole time. I'm talking topics like Satanism, sex work, socialism, and plenty of non-S words as well. No issue is out of bounds and no alphabetical requirements. Just to reiterate, the S alliteration was just a coincidence. Out every other Monday on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many others. But on SoundCloud, you can leave feedback at specific points in time. So, hey, get on your computer, go to SoundCloud, and call us out. I'm talking as Facebook debate with your uncle, Neckbeard versus SJW, fuck you, MAGA Chud, fuck you, libtard snowflakes, as you can get. We also cite all of our factual references in our description, so you can follow along on what's true and what's fake news. And in all honesty, we do want to hear your feedback, whatever it is. Again, that's soundcloud.com/sexpoliticsandreligion. All one word, lowercase. Let's have a little less Mark Zuckerberg influence in our election and a little more Carrie Trainor. You see, you don't even know who that is. How can his company fuck up your country?
Technical difficulties. So Dave forgot to say The Graduate at number 7, so I don't know which one he said instead. So you just said Princess Bride is your number 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number 3 is Babe.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
My number 2 is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it there. The Graduate is my number 2, and this is a calculation to have you.
No, your Phantom Thread is number 2.
Well, Phantom Thread, but it came up as number 4. It's been a confusing day.
Okay.
I'm going to throw The Graduate in there. All right.
Okay.
It is a brunchy movie for sure.
And then what's your number 1?
Mrs. Doubtfire, the very first episode. Our highest listener episode.
Yeah.
Most valuable episode.
My number 1 is Ferris Bueller. So what I'm getting from this list is... the first two episodes of brunch movies that we did
were the most brunchy.
Were the brunchiest, yeah, yeah. And we never really found any other ones. So no. Maybe brunch movies don't exist, and only, there's only 2.
No, I would. Let's not be nihilists, all right? Let's,
so you think that we had a clear vision, picked the ones that we thought were brunchiest the first?
I think we need to expand this vision going forward. You know.
Yeah, we need to eat some more foreign brunches.
Yeah. Let's watch some foreign movies. Let's watch some.
I might eat foreign food and then see if that affects our ideas on movies.
We had an idea about doing a Hong Kong thing. Something like that would be good.
Yeah.
We could do like a Japanese brunch, you know? Mm. Like go eat some, I don't know. What do they eat in Japan?
Sushi? For brunch? I guess a ryokan is kind of a brunch, yeah. Even though you do eat it at like 7 a.m. because they make you check out at 10.
Grilled fish, rice,
miso soup, yeah.
Like Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai might be.
Yeah, we can watch it.
Magnificent Seven is based on Seven Samurai, and we should do a black and white movie and see if that's brunchy.
I feel like that would be brunchy.
Maybe we should do a Good Night and Good Luck.
I watched Charade. That would be a brunchy movie. Vertigo. Guy's just sitting there with a broken leg.
Mm. That'd be brunch. That's from the San Francisco, the brunchiest city in the world.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
Nope.
It's good.
I've been to the place where they
Hitchcock
filmed.
Hitchcock is kind of brunchy. He could be brunchy.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. All right. So that's our list. It's been a little bit of a confusion. that's my fault. But
John will have fun editing this one.
Yeah.
So just as before we sign off on this anniversary special, we thought we'd check in with some of the guests who have some would like to wish us well for the 1 year anniversary. So we're going back and just getting a little blurbs. So first up, we finally, I know you've all been waiting. Finally, we're going out to the wild, wild west.
Wild, wild west.
And Sheena is giving us an update on Cucks in Wyoming to close out season 1.
Take it away, Sheena.
Take it away, Sheena.
Hey, Andy and Dave. This is Sheena from Wyoming. And I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 1 year anniversary to Brunch Movies. I'm currently hanging out with my good friend, George. George, say hi.
Hi.
We're currently painting our nails and we're about to make a dank peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on your show. And I look forward to future times. Have a good one. Oh, and also the cuck situation is dire in Wyoming. Someone help me. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow. Thank you for that update, Sheena. We can't wait to have you back. And thanks for the congratulations.
For our highly successful podcast.
On our very successful podcast. You're a big part of that. Even if your episode could use a bit more listeners.
You should listen to it yourself. Give it a couple, bump it up.
And so now we go over to Todd.
Yeah.
And let's see what he has to say for himself.
Just explain yourself, Todd.
Yeah, explain yourself, Todd.
Hey, Todd here with another edition of Mini Todd Talks. Today, I'm going to be counting down my top 10 favorite podcasts. Number 10, Brunch Movies. These guys, they pick a quality film and they pair it with a delectable brunch. And as someone who, as a child, was too weird to be taken to the movie theaters or invited that often, I would often spend, you know, a hot summer afternoon with a nice hot TV dinner and just watch a few films. So I think these guys really took that idea and ran with it. So here's to you, Andy and Dave. Congratulations on the first year of episodes, and I hope to see you again on the big Battle Royale in episode 100, where you'll be reviewing Battle Royale. Thanks again. Bye.
That wasn't a very good explanation.
I'm still willing to give him another chance.
You give him one more?
At least one more.
At least one more.
Yeah. Todd might, until Todd is in his episodes are at the bottom, like, yeah, all five or the
I
bottom.
I want them all to have the lowest,
listeners count. Then he's off the cast. But until then, like, I'm going to keep giving him chances.
He questioned my place on this podcast. He tried to usurp.
Yeah, it's true, but he did not back it up with the numbers.
He did not.
All right, Todd. Back it up with the numbers, baby. Gotta get those listener counts up.
Yeah. And then Vincent.
Vincent. Oh, Vincent's calling in.
Canada land.
Right. And yeah. So it's good to hear from him. Yeah. And Vincent.
So you go into a diner, right? It's 7 o'clock in the morning and you order some bacon and eggs and some toast. And the eggs are too cooked on the bottom, so they're kind of brown. And then they're kind of raw on top. And they're cold in the middle. And then the toast, you take the white bread, you put that in the toaster, and you overcook it. And then because it's overcooked, you scrape it off. If you put cold margarine on, you can also kind of tear holes in it so that then it has lumps of margarine in it. And it's really dry, except where it's too greasy. So that's like its own little work of art, man. So they're leftover potatoes. They're no longer potatoes. Then you flop them on the grill, and you sort of, I don't know. You burn them a bit, I guess, and then you slap them on the plate. And that's how you start. Cook the bacon so that it's raw in places and burnt in other places. And you serve it with the kind of orange juice that is only orange in color. and with coffee that's got cold once or twice and has been reheated. And then you serve that with whitener.
That's a good listen, eh?
That's a good listen, eh?
Yeah.
And some... thanks. There's going to be some tariffs on that, Vincent.
If it's data that, charges. There's a charge. There's a surcharge.
We're doing
that.
Some tariffs on those data charges for you to send that all the way from Canada. It's not cheap.
Not cheap.
We prefer American-made data.
You know, not everyone has unlimited data, including podcasts.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we do pay for Spotify Premium, or not Spotify Premium, SoundCloud Premium.
Yes.
So, you know. Think about that the next time you buy a venti Starbucks. Think about saving some money, send it in our way. To the two-time guest, champion. The most guest appearances. Todd, I guess, had 1.5.
Yeah, because Oscar special.
He did the Oscar special.
Yeah.
So thanks, Todd. But Matt, Matt's got the numbers. He's got the listener numbers.
He's got the humor. He's got the fast food knowledge.
And he has one less kid than Todd.
Congratulations
on the kid, and let's hear what Matt has to say.
Hey, Matt here. Just want to wish Andy and Dave congrats on season one of Brunch Movies. I think they're going to make a lot of hay out of the fact that my second episode got fewer listens than my first, but before you go and blame me, I got two things to say. One, I recorded two rom-coms for release in February, and they were released in, like, March and June, so don't blame me for that. Second, and what I think is a bigger issue, is they went from the original Hot Cakes, Hot Takes sting to that stupid Beck song. No one wants that. It sucks. So if anything's to blame, it's Beck. Anyway, congrats, guys. Love ya. Love the pod.
And I think it would be fitting to give a little space for our... our illustrious editor, John, to say a few words since we haven't heard his voice on here. Promise to get him on season two.
Yeah.
So, John.
Be reasonable, though. All right.
Yeah, we don't want you to spend too much time. This is
not about you. It's about us.
You're supposed to be behind the mic.
We're, you know.
So please say hello to John.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Andy. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. I've only been editing it a little while, but I really enjoy myself, and I really enjoy the cast. And I'm excited about growing this podcast network together. Thank you also for the Vivaldi shout out. I just wanted to say real quick a response to Matt that the intro music to Hot Takes Hot Cakes isn't Beck, it's Cake, which makes a lot more sense, actually. So that's my hot take, hot cake for this episode. Matt, you should get your shit together and figure out the difference between Beck and Cake. Also, what do you mean by sting? Is sting like a slang term for intro music? It's not Sting, it's not Beck, it's Cake, which makes perfect sense. Anyway, that's my hot take, hot cake. But I just want to say thank you again. Thanks for the work, thanks for the listens, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
Well, I have to say, hearing from all these generous folks who've given their time, ideas, jokes, shared a lot of laughs.
They make season two mean something for me.
Yeah, they're really the ones that told me to make season two.
Right. You could tell what they just said.
This was great, but you gotta get to season two.
Dude, we gotta come back on that pod. You know, they love us, and our feelings towards them may be mixed. Maybe one-sided, unrequited.
At least one-sided.
At least one-sided. But I'm comfortable with that, and I'm comfortable making more podcasts for you. Now, there's a couple things I'm going to address next season. I'm going to make a promise to you, Andy. One is my illiteracy. I need to work on reading a little bit. It's been hard. I haven't read in a few years now. I don't know how I'm still employed.
Yeah, that's
it's a shame.
Me either.
I,
but we got this podcast network and the numbers are going up.
The numbers are going up.
Once you get rid of those outliers.
All I need to do is keep talking.
The trend lines is
yeah
going up. Okay.
I'm going to work on my literacy a little bit.
And my pledge to you, David, is in season two that I will do my best to not call you a stupid fucking idiot on the podcast.
Is this the time we address our friendship?
Yeah, I think so.
Me and Andy gone through a lot of emotions over the last year. Every time he called me a fucking idiot,
it was just like maybe only once, I think.
My illiteracy.
Surprise,
it came
party.
Hard for me to do this podcast.
Come on, buddy.
To research for it. I had to have my fiance read IMDb to me. It was embarrassing.
I got a six pack of cold brewskis with our name
in
on it.
You blame me for this?
In the end, it's your fault. You roped me into this. You exposed me.
I mean, it's not my fault you're marrying someone that can read. You should marry another fucking idiot that can't read. And then no one's going to read for you.
Just live in a world, a wordless
world. That's the only way that you're going to learn how to read is if you don't have someone reading for you. This is on you, David. And with that, we step out of season one.
On to season two.
Season two, baby. Thank you. Hey, this is Dave. In all seriousness, dropping the shtick, dropping the characters. This has been amazing. I've had a lot of fun recording this cast. Spent a lot of time editing the cast before we just started paying John to do it. And so I'm glad that that's behind us. Season two, I'm not going to edit anything.
Nothing. We're not touching it.
Nah, jack shit. Not Jack Dick. Jack shit. John. That's a John reference.
Do they call him Jack?
They call him Jack Dick.
Jack Dick. My brother's Jack. He's John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is this your brother the editor?
He's not.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, thanks to everyone. And obviously, we're kidding about all these numbers.
Yeah.
But we do want them to get up.
Yeah, we would like more listens.
So, just share the past. We spend a lot of time on this, and, we do it for you. And we'd like you to be just a few more.
Just share the podcast.
You know, I think 1/10 of cereal is still within reach.
I think we can get to a million a month.
Yeah, a million a month.
Cheers, guys. Love you.
Thanks, guys. Season 2.